Hey everyone, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to ask for help.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And I'm going to jump right in because I would say that until very recently, maybe a few years ago, I don't think I was very good at asking other people for help. I felt like I needed to do everything on my own. So I'm dropping that in the beginning, just to kick it off.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this. But funny enough, I think for me, I was not good at asking for help in personal matters. Right. So I think this is something where we're actually kind of fairly similar. One of many reasons why we like each other so much. But when it came to like my personal life, family, friends, and that type of a thing, I think till recently, I really struggled to ask for help. Kind of always dealt with my issues on my own without talking about them with other people, even with friends, family, or anybody else. In business, funny enough, I've never had an issue asking for help. And I've always been, I think, you know, pretty shameless in asking for what I needed, or asking for what I thought was needed to move something forward. Especially when I could sense that I on my own am progressing too slow on this. So instead of just trying to keep on that pace, I'll probably need to go out and ask for help. But the main reason why I wanted to talk about this, besides us being bad at it in certain areas of life, or learning about it and learning to become better at it, and we'll uncover why we're doing this and how that has affected things. It's a recurring theme that I see with people that work on my team, that you know, founders that I've known that are seeking advice from me. It's like, I see this problem in many, many startups where people are being stuck for way too long and they could just move a lot faster and problems could be solved a lot better if they just reached out and asked for help within the company, outside of the company, instead of just like banging their heads against the door, just trying to look for, banging their heads against the wall, realizing, okay, I'm a little stuck here and what I need is help and I need to ask for help from others. And so I think I posted this on Facebook or on Twitter a few days ago, and it got a fairly big response. So I was like, oh, this is something that seems to be like asking for help seems to be a challenge for many people, but it also seems to be, you know, the solution to a lot of problems. So the two of us should probably talk about this. Let me, before we go into the personal part, which is going to be fascinating, I think, and we can kind of uncover the second part. Let me ask you, have you seen like asking for help as an issue within the teams that you've been working or within kind of startup teams that you've been advising? Have you also seen this as a pattern where when things are too slow or when people get stuck, that if they just learn to ask more for help or earlier for help, things could get moving much faster, problems could be solved when they're much smaller?
Yeah, I've noticed that people are really good, too good at it and don't think for themselves. And some people just don't do it. So I think there's a breakout of three that I've seen. I've also seen something really valuable that I see companies do in that ones that give, at least ones where I'm an investor or an advisor, or even ones where I've opted in or they've asked me if I want their updates. And I always say yes, because like I'm super happy to help and hear about their business and how they're doing. The ones that give updates regularly, like once a month at least, tend to be much more self-aware and conscious of what's going on in their business and when to ask for help. That's just been a singular pattern if I were to pick one that's very related to asking questions. Because when they give updates, people have context and they generally ask questions within those updates.
I love that. So let me go back real quick because the connection was breaking in and out. You said that there's people that never ask for help, you know, even if they could use it. There's people that ask for help about everything, so they just don't tend to think about themselves that much, which is also annoying. And kind of where you want to be is in the golden middle, right? Where you ask for help the appropriate time to the appropriate people. And then you talked about like startups as a whole, the startups that are good at this is the ones that give regular updates, which is a fascinating thing. So, all right, so let's just jump into that, right? So one strategy or tactic, especially for the leadership part, but this is, I mean, a founder can give an update to investors and advisors, but, you know, somebody within the team can also give regular updates to the team about progress of something. If that's not already part of the way that the company is running things, nothing stops you from giving regular updates to the team about your work or your team's work. And those updates both create transparency, they create context, and they will be stimulating for people to chime in and offer help or ideas or suggestions. But also in those updates, you know, I've seen this, I've noticed this with a lot of like founder updates to advisors and investors. They'll say, here's kind of the updates on all the important major KPIs or things that we're currently doing. Here's the one ask we have, or here's the biggest problem we're struggling with. Where's the area where I need help? Right? They'll actually call it out at the end of the update of like, this is the one thing we would want and appreciate help with or get feedback on or whatever. So kind of give a bunch of updates and allow anybody to chime in and offer things on their own, but also ask, have a very specific ask at times at the end of the update. Is that a structure that you've noticed as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when the updates are consistent, they have a format and they have context, and then there's a question at the end or a set of them around the biggest challenges or whatever. That's definitely a critical key format I've seen that works. You know, especially if you're not good at asking questions, it forces you to give people an update and ask for help.
I love it. When we talk about the individual, maybe within a team asking for help, you know, we talked about people that do it too much, people that do it not at all, all these two extremes of the spectrum being bad and wanting to be in the middle. How do you do that? When do you know, how do you learn when to ask for help?
When you need help, Stelly?
All right, so let's keep on that train of thought.
How do you know you need help?
How do I know I need help?
Oh, man. after you've Googled it and didn't get an answer.
Let me Google this for you.com, right?
Dude, seriously, like the amount of times I can just Google something for somebody and give them an answer is ridiculous. That being said, they appreciate it when I Google it for them, and I don't usually tell them I'm Googling it. So I want to be straight up and honest about it. That being said, like, it is the number one thing that I've noticed, which is some people can just Google it and they're asking a lot of questions that are Googleable by me or them, but they might not be good at Googling. I mean, that's totally fair. That being said, I think you ask a question when you know someone can help you is another way to look at it, right? And what I mean by that is the framework I would use is like, you're stuck to a point where you can't help yourself. You're stuck to a point where like whatever you get from somebody else is going to be valuable to you. Right. So typically I don't like the non-contextual questions. We've talked about this a lot. What I mean by that is if you just ask me a question of like, how should I do marketing? I can't really help you. There's a million ways you could do it. If you tell me what your problem is, describe it, and then say, I need help figuring out what the best way to move forward is based on my situation, that's way more impactful. That's a better question. So usually it's when like you're just stuck and you're struggling and you can't Google it would be my really blunt answer.
I love that. So there's a number of things in there, and I would encourage people to listen to prior episodes that we recorded on both how to ask questions and also how as a founder to learn to listen. Because you don't need to know how to ask good questions and how to listen if you want to ask effectively for help. But I think that a lot of times I think that the best part in terms of like learning when to ask for help is that you need to understand who you are, right? It comes back to self-awareness. And you just need to answer the question to yourself. When, if I think about the past, when were the times where I could really have used help and why didn't I ask for it? And what's the best way for me to receive help? Right? Some people, they, as you said, some people constantly ask for help and they don't receive that good of a help because they ask too early, too often to the wrong people. They ask people that have zero context too early when they have not enough information or learning themselves. So the type of answers they're getting are answers they could have gotten if they Googled it or if they just spent a few minutes themselves researching or trying to think about something. But all they do is they create kind of frustrations, apparently, with the people that they're asking for help because they are mindless and thoughtless about it. So just think about the past. In the past, when were the times when you received the best help? What were what was the timing of it? Kind of, was it proactive before you tackled a really big project that you knew very little of? Did you just go, okay, let me do a bit of research and then let me ask these three people that know me really well and that I know have experience in this, what kind of mistakes to avoid, how to put together the plan in a way, and kind of like proactively make sure that I don't waste a ton of time learning and making basic mistakes that other people can help me avoid? Or was it, am I more the type of person that the best type of help I received in the past was when I really pushed hard, I tried on my own, I tackled a thing from all kinds of angles, and then at the time when I, and usually that help, that gets me to a point where I find solutions and I move them forward, but eventually, or in rare times, I get stuck, and when I get stuck, I'm just spinning my wheels and days and weeks go by and I'm not really progressing or finding new solutions. And, you know, it took me 2 months of being stuck until I asked for help and seeked outside advice. And maybe, okay, I can find some kind of a framework where when I'm stuck for longer than 2 weeks, that's a signal for me to go and ask for help. So I would give the advice to people to go back in time and ask themselves, what have been some successful examples of me asking for help where it really made a big difference? And what was the framework, the architecture of when I, the timing, the person and the circumstances and how I asked for help and how I responded to the help offered versus the times where it was not that successful. And then I think kind of the framework really makes a big difference. Timing is a big question. Is it very early? Is it in the middle? Or is it at the very end or very late? The person you're asking for help, you know, who is this person? How much context do they have on you, on what you're doing, what you've tried in the past? How much experience do they have in this particular problem? How long ago did they solve this type of problem? What kind of relationship do they have with you? And then what type of help are you asking for? Is it more like, hey, let me tell you, here's what my problem is. Here's the solutions I've tried. Here's the results I've gotten. And I'm not sure what to do next. Kind of just more advice, or is asking for help, are you asking for more practical help? Hey, I can't do this. Can you take a portion of my work and do it because I can't get it done myself? Or can you do all the work? Or like, is it more of when you ask for help, is it more getting advice and feedback, or are you asking people to get involved and, you know, take weight off your shoulder or take work off your plate? Because the type of help you're asking is also gonna influence, you know, when you want to do it and who you want to do it with. But I feel like a lot of people, the number one mistake that people make when it comes to not asking for help, and this is the person that I'm focusing on in this episode on my end versus the person that asks for too much help, is that they get stuck. They get stuck in a framework where they wanna kind of disappear with a certain project or problem, and then they wanna kind of reappear and show up as a big hero that solved this big problem, or they fixed it. They came up. It's like an ego-driven thing. They just wanna figure it out all out on their own and come and show everybody, or they just hate to be reliant on others. And they hate to have a feeling of vulnerability or a feeling of helplessness or a feeling of relying on others. So out of these reasons, they're not asking for help, not because it's not the right time, but because their ego or their personality doesn't allow them for. And I think that it's always a recipe for disaster. It's always a recipe for making mistakes or going down the route that's way too slow instead of accelerating your pace. You'll need, if you're a human being, you will need help. You will need other people. If you're trying to accomplish anything big, you will need a team and other people. So learning to ask for help, learning to ask for help at the right time with the right people is just an incredibly important skill that is super undervalued and I think not talked about enough. So anyway, so those are just some generic thoughts, more on the professional side of things. Before we move on to, I want to do a little bit of like peeking into why you and I had an issue asking for help people, and or you specifically, Heaton, when did you realize that, and have you made a change, and if so, why? And how?
I've made a change. I think I just didn't want to rely on anyone else. And I thought that if I ask them, I'm bothering them. That was my general mindset.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, oh, I can do it myself. I never really felt like that. It was more so like, I don't want to bother somebody else. What I realized and I learned, and this actually started with something one of my friends, Kate, told me. She's Kate Matt, KateMats on Twitter. And she's a good friend of mine. And we were talking a few years ago, and she was basically saying that, like, she was telling me one of her strategies on dealing with difficult people. And that just means like someone that, you know, you think doesn't like you, or you're not working well together with that person. And she basically said, ask them to help you. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, ask them to help you. And your relationship will very quickly improve as a result. And I was like, no way. And then I started trying that a little bit, and it started working. And honestly, that was the big click for me that got me to start, changing my mindset around asking people for help. It wasn't something you would think of normally. It was more so I wanted to improve my relationships. And she gave me that tip, and it works extremely well, especially in a work environment.
Yeah, I love that. So big shout out to her.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, I think that for me on the personal side of things, I think that for many years, I think that the reason why I didn't want to ask for help was probably a mix of some level of arrogance of thinking I already know how to solve this problem. I'm just not ready to solve it. So just talking to somebody else, pretending I'm not sure what to do about this, is like a waste of time. And some type of like, I don't know, sense of like feeling of strength. I don't know, like maybe not wanting to be that vulnerable, just kind of always assuming the role of being the person that people come to with their problems, and being so much in that role that I don't know how to, that I didn't know how to step out of that role and be the person that goes to people to ask for help. There was a time, and I think we talked about this privately once. I'm not sure if we talked about this on the podcast, but there was a time where I was like, maybe I should, where my friends and family would basically give me feedback and tell me, you should also open up more. We always talk about my problems. You never, you know, we've been friends for 20 years. I've never heard you share a problem with me. And I heard that again and again and again until I was like, all right, I'm going to just going to start telling people my problems. But I did it from I'm going to prove myself right, that this is really not that useful. So I would tell them about my problems. People would just offer solutions, and I would be like, this is not really helping, but whatever, I did it. I've come to realize, as I've been experimenting with this, with asking for help, in my private life, I've come to realize that I don't necessarily have to ask for help to get an answer or a solution. But what does help me is to talk about my problems with somebody I trust and just be able to like air it out or articulate it or communicate it. Not even, again, not really to solve it or to find a solution, but just to be able to just kind of get it out of my system, in the sense that it's not just me thinking about this thing, but it's me being able to talk to somebody about the thing. And also that my relationships are better because, you know, it's a two-way street. If I always just come to my problems with you, and you, or I always come to you to ask for help and you never ask me for help, it's a very one-sided relationship. I'm basically robbing the other side from a chance to be helpful as well. So being, helping somebody that has helped you many times, that is actually a very empowering thing that makes me feel better if I can help you, if you've helped me many times, right? Make me feel better about our relationship being a give and take versus just a selfish relationship that I have with you. So I've noticed that my friendships and certain relationships have gotten stronger and better. And I've noticed that if I come into the conversation in my private life, not necessarily in the sense of just getting a solution, but just being able to articulate a problem I have, and that oftentimes they will be able to help me, even just by listening at times, or oftentimes even by just offering a good solution or jumping in and taking something off my plate. And so, I don't know, I've been just struggling with this, I think, for a long time. And for me, the catalyst why I tried to get better at it was that people were giving me feedback, that they've been friends of mine for many years, and that I never open up in that way. And asking for help. And then I've just experimented. And I think in the beginning, I did it in a way to prove myself right. So it was not useful. But I've gotten more and more open-minded. And now I think I do ask for a lot more help in my personal life as well. Anyways, do we have a tip at the end of this episode?
Do whatever you can to ask for help. Like, people actually want to help you. I think that's what both of us learned in different ways, that if you ask for help, people will actually help you. And it's not a sign of weakness or something where you're not going to get value from it. Even if, you know, you're like Stelian and I and like to solve our own problems, you'll still have somebody to talk to. Maybe you'll get there faster on the solution or something like that. So I would say that, like, just open up and, you know, that's the biggest tip in whatever way, whatever convinces you to do it. For example, for me, like I said, my friend Kate convinced me just because it was a relationship building thing. And it sounds like even in your case, that whole idea of robbing people of helping you because you've helped them so much. Pretty interesting concept.
Awesome. I think that's it. There's nothing really more to add. Ask yourself, have I been asking for help? You know, and do I need to improve on this? And then just open up a little bit more. It can make a huge difference. I think this is it from us for this episode.
Later.